Democrat Dan Goldman insults angel moms, "You're not qualified to question DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas's record." By John Binder on January 19, 2024. Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, insulted angel moms. One whose daughter was murdered, allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, and the other's child who was poisoned by fentanyl. At a congressional hearing on Thursday, telling them they are unqualified to determine if Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should be impeached. As Breitbart News reported, House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, RTN, held the second Mayorkas impeachment hearing this week. Angel moms Tammy Nobles, whose daughter Kayla Hamilton was murdered, allegedly, by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, and Josephine Dunn, whose daughter Ashley Marie was poisoned by fentanyl, testified at the hearing. Mayorkas declined to testify. Goldman used the hearing to insult Nobles and Dunn, telling them that they were not qualified to determine whether Mayorkas should be impeached despite both having lived through the human cost of illegal immigration and drug trafficking. Goldman told Nobles and Dunn, "I just want to apologize to you in some way that you are here really to share your story, but being used as a fact witness in an impeachment investigation and obviously given what your experience has been, you don't have the background to understand what a high crime misdemeanor is and how it relates to this. I hope you're handling that okay." Later, Dunn fired back at Goldman, asking him repeatedly if he had visited the United States-Mexico border during Mayorkas's tenure and warning that Border Patrol agents are merely acting as a welcoming committee at the border. The exchange went as follows. "Goldman, I assume, Mrs. Dunn, you would agree, would you not, that it would help to stop the fentanyl trade if we had more law enforcement officers at the border and more resources and technology to stop the fentanyl from coming in? Do you agree with that?" Dunn, "I disagree with that because Border Patrol is now being used to make sandwiches and to screen people and let them into our country. So I disagree with you." Goldman, "So you're saying that the, so you're saying that, you're upset that the Border Patrol is not doing, is making sandwiches, I think you said, so you don't think it would be helpful to have more Border Patrol officers who are charged with stopping the fentanyl trade?" Dunn, "I would like the Border Patrol to be able to do the job that they were hired to do. Every Border Patrol officer that I have spoken to has told me that their hands are tied by this administration and Mr. Mayorkas. I've been to the border, sir, have you? Have you?" Goldman, "Excuse me. I'm asking the questions." Dunn, "I'm just wondering." Still, Nobles and Dunn said they believe Mayorkas is at least partially at fault for their daughter's deaths in 2021 and 2022 because he has carried out President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network that has pulled agents off the border to process illegal aliens arriving. "He needs to lock down that border," Dunn told Representative Andrew Garbarino, RNY. "Everyone keeps saying, give them more money. Those poor Border Patrol agents are now the welcoming committee. They are ordered to be the welcoming committee. They don't want to be the welcoming committee. They're told to do that by Mayorkas and this administration. Somebody is telling the poor Border Patrol to not do their job. No matter how much money you give them, they're still not going to be allowed to do their job," Dunn said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.